In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all of their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from the Augsburg Confession. The chief article of faith, Article 26, concerning the distinction of meats. First, the doctrine of grace and of his righteousness of faith has been obscured by it, which is the chief part of the gospel, and ought to stand out as the most prominent in the church, in order that the merit of Christ may be well known, and faith would believe that sins are forgiven for Christ's sake, be exalted far above works. Wherefore, Paul also lays the greatest stress on this article, putting aside the law and human traditions, in order to show that Christians' righteousness is something else than such works, to wit, the faith which believes that sins are freely forgiven for Christ's sake. But this doctrine of Paul has been almost wholly smothered by the traditions, which have produced an opinion that by making distinctions in meats and like services, we must merit grace and righteousness. In treating of the repentance, there was no mention made of faith, only those of works of satisfaction were set forth. In these, the entire repentance seemed to consist. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 65. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, unto a nation that was called by my name, and I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in their own way that was not good, after their own thoughts. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's Epistle of Habakkuk, chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see that he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but all the end of it shall speak not a lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which was lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Yea, also because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his delight, or his desire is hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, gathereth unto him all the nations, and heapeth upon him all the people. Shall not all these take up the parable against him, and his taunting of proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his? How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay, shall they not rise up suddenly, and shall they bite thee and awake, that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for the booties of them? Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee. Because of men's blood, and for the violence of the hand of the city, and of all that dwell therein. So far the epistle lesson.
Yeah.
Grace, mercy, and peace from the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I read one verse from this morning's epistle. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So far, please be seated. To those of us who have raised young children, we know for a fact that they are filled with many questions. Do I have to go to school? When do we eat? And do I have to go to bed so early? But children are not the only ones who are filled with many questions. We too, as adults, are disturbed by many questions as well. Some perhaps are harmless, but others can upset us so much that life actually becomes a personal problem. Problems, as we all know, can only interrupt our smooth running lives, leaving us with all sorts of seemingly unanswered questions. Well, the prophet Habakkuk in this morning's Old Testament reading was troubled also with many questions. Questions as basic as life itself. Questions that have puzzled God's people since the very beginning of time. Why does a righteous God permit suffering? Why does God permit the ungodly to prosper? And even more perplexing, why does God seemingly ignore his people's prayers and not really deliver them from the troubles that they are in at that moment? Well, listen to these words once again of Habakkuk. How long, O Lord, must I call for help? But you do not seem to listen. I cry out to you, but you still do not save. This question indicates how upset he must have been, how obsessed he was with trying to find answers, answers to questions that had made his life a real problem. Well, our problems today may not be the same as Habakkuk faced in his day, but few of us can escape some kind of distressing problem in life. And most of us at one time or another confront situations that leave us groping for answers, searching for solutions, wrestling with God in prayer, like Habakkuk did. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not seem to listen? We may be faced with an illness and wonder, why me? But without a doubt, the most upsetting and most paralyzing anxiety that any Christian can have, as nothing seems to improve in spite of prayer, why doesn't God hear me? Why doesn't he deliver me? Could it be that he doesn't care? No, that's not true. We all know that God cares deeply. Perhaps he's punishing us for something, but in reality, all of our sins have been forgiven. Perhaps he has left me to suffer for my sins. No, I don't believe that either. And isn't it true sometimes that our conscience begins to torment us with its ugly memories of sin, mistakes, of the past, accusing us before our God, who has threatened to punish the sinner. And then with St. Paul, we feel like crying out, oh, what a wretched man, what a wretched woman I am. Who shall rescue me from this body of death? But now, thank God, the Holy Spirit, through the prophet Habakkuk, calls us away from our worries, our doubts, our fears, our failures, with the cry, the just shall live by faith. You see, faith is the key to real life. Habakkuk reminds us that we must learn to live not by what we think, not by what we see, not by what we feel, but by what we believe, what God says. And we must learn to live by faith alone, no matter what happens in our life. But what is this faith to which the Holy Spirit calls us? Well, many people think that they're living by faith when they dream of a better tomorrow, when they encourage one another to hang in there, maybe, or simply to have a nice day. But such faith is not the Christian faith. It's not the kind of faith by which the Holy Spirit is urging us to live by. It's not the kind of faith that can survive guilt, a bad conscience. It's not the kind of faith that can overcome when faced with the ultimate test of all, and that is our death. For what becomes of a better tomorrow when there are no more tomorrows? What becomes of the will to suffer or to survive when death snuffs out the last spark of life? Such worldly faith is not the key to real life. Life now, life hereafter, life forever. The Apostle Paul, on many occasions, shows us what Habakkuk meant when he said, the just shall live by faith. Paul points to Jesus Christ, who by taking our place under God's law and paying for our sins with his own priceless blood, satisfied God's anger forever. Jesus Christ, Paul says, has redeemed us, bought us back. That's what redeem means, to buy back from the curse of the law. He became a curse for us. It is confidence in this good news that assures us, for Jesus' sake, that God has forgiven all of our sins. God is no longer angry with us. He has adopted us into his heavenly family. We stand before him sinless, even though we may not feel that. And we surely know that we're not that. Confidence and trust in this promise from God makes this faith about which Habakkuk writes when he says, the just shall live by faith. This faith in Christ, this faith in his forgiveness, enables us to transcend our problems, to live above our worries, just as Habakkuk was able to do with his life. Through faith in Christ and his forgiveness, we can stare at any problem, worry, fear. Yes, Satan himself, hell itself, right square in the face, and sing out, I will be joyful in God my Savior. He enables me to go on. Again, can we live in this confidence that God loves us and made us his very own, even though what we perhaps experience in life points to the contrary? We all know that we are sinners. We have the story of God's love. We have the story of God's forgiveness in Christ. God's word will not, God's word cannot deceive us. God has also sealed his promise to each one of us in a very tangible way, in and through the holy sacraments. Through his almighty word, God gives us the faith that we need to live in this world confidently, no matter what happens around us, or no matter what happens to us, even though we can't explain it. Habakkuk began his message with a depressing question. How long, O Lord, must I call for help? But then after thinking it through, thinking about God's great love, forgiveness, and faithfulness, Habakkuk concludes his book with these words. He said, I will rejoice in the Lord my God. I will joy in God my salvation, my Savior. And so can we. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
You knew it was coming, but you were still surprised when it happened. So let's keep her in our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on behalf of Donna, who has fulfilled her journey here on earth and is now in the joys of heaven, all because of what Christ has done for her, for us. The greatest gift of all, of course, is the forgiveness of sins and having faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask now that you bring comfort to the family, giving them the assurance that your word is true, and that there's nothing to worry about as far as the future is concerned, because you are in control of that. So we turn the Rappi family over to your care, Father. We know that they're in good hands if they trust in you as their Lord and Savior. We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them, give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. and to the confession of the only true God. We worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Thank you. saved. This is the true body. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take a drink. This is the true body. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood.
Strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
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 Thank you.
strengthen and preserve you in true faith until life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.